This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk radio, ladies and gentlemen. We say legendary because the flagship, of course, is 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO in Tioga, Watford City, Williston, Stanley, North Dakota, and, of course, KLTC on the western edge at 1460 on your radio dial or the iHeartMedia app. However, you're listening to our podcast, which you can get at flagfamily.com. A lot of ways to listen to the show, and we appreciate you very much.
LegendaryMindRadio.com. You can grab it off of there if you ever forget or just, missed the show. It's already 11 o'clock.
Exactly. We put up Facebook clips of the show and different things. So a lot of ways to participate. No doubt about it. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. I'm Scott Hennon, and your calls, questions, and comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer. All right, up next, we have a lot of ground to cover today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. And I'm going to get right to it because we have a text for you already, Kevin. Good morning to you, by the way.
Good morning.
This says, hi, I'm Clark from a little town of Napoleon. As if he had to tell us about that little gem of Napoleon, right?
As opposed to the big town of Napoleon, which is a whole different town.
Could could you please ask Kevin Cramer what we as citizens of a little town can do when our public officials do not enforce the laws that they put in place. I assume he does not want to get involved in local politics, but these people are breaking the oath of office that they took. They are elected officials. What can we do? They are breaking the law in our city ordinances. It says the police are to enforce the law. That means the police can enforce the fact that these guys do not follow the law, says Clark.
Well, for one thing, I'd go over to White Maid and have some ice cream or something like that over there in Napoleon.
That's Todd's solution. What is the congressman's solution?
Well, Clark, what I would say is the best thing about local politics is it's local, right? So you have access to your mayor and your city council members or commissioners, whatever you have there. In the case of a sheriff, you literally elect them. So it seems to me that the best way to approach it is to leverage it with local public officials. Now, I'd also caution against being overly contentious, because it's not like a lot of people are running for some of these jobs, and we're grateful for people who will do it. And I don't know all the circumstances surrounding what Clark's talking about, obviously, Scott. But like I said, the best thing about local politics is that it is local, and that the public officials that are responsible for, whether it's literally the law enforcement or the oversight of it, are your neighbors. And, they're the people you help elect. So I'd certainly attend a public or a city council meeting if you have a grievance, and bring it to that attention publicly if it doesn't work privately.
And sunshine sometimes works. Sometimes when the small town politics are getting a little too large, and you let it be known in other places and it gets some coverage statewide, that can help. So please know.
Again, the other thing to do is run for office.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Put yourself out there for a city council post or county commission post. Absolutely. But please know, there is no issue too small for us here. I've learned that many times in this. My instinct was to first ask Kevin about the government shutdown, showdown coming for Friday, or any myriad of things that are in the news. And to you, Clark and Napoleon, this is what's on your mind right now. This is what's important. So what's on your mind is on our mind. And please know, no issue too big, too small. Anytime, that's what we're here for. So appreciate it. You can text, by the way. The number is Todd, 226-8503. Me at 367-2054. Honestly, we prefer your calls and put those first just because we love chatting with you. And that's 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550.
Scott, well, I might just bring up before we abandon Clark here. I don't know if you've ever heard Senator Mark Andrews, but, you know, tell this story. But I remember him back in the early 80s when he was a senator. He used to tell the story about the neighbor who called him at the farm one weekend and complained about his garbage not being picked up on time. And Senator Andrews said, well, you know, what you might want to do is contact your county commissioner about that. They oversee that. And he said, I didn't want to go that high. Didn't want to go over the senator's head.
That is a good line. And that's pretty much that's a good North Dakota way of saying, don't get too big for your britches there, bucko.
That's right.
You take care of it. I love it. I saw that Tom Campbell caught up with Mark Andrews recently, and I tell you, he is such a gem. He's fun to have. It made me just yearn for the times that I've had a chance to go out and visit with him at the farm, and mm-hmm. I know he's in town now, but what a great story he is. Speaking of Tom Campbell, I guess I better ask you a little bit about yesterday. Gary Amenoff guest hosted on this program for me, mm-hmm. and Gary, during the show, there was a post that was put up that Todd noticed by Rob Porton. So Todd asked Gary about it and said, "Are you going to run?" And the report by Rob Porton had some comments in there suggesting that you were not a fan of Tom Campbell's, and you've since cleared that up in a rather succinct way. But I mean, first of all, are you a fan of Tom Campbell's? Are you glad he's in this race? What's your thought on the candidates that might come into this race now that you're not?
Sure. Well, a couple of things. And I don't blame Rob for the misinformation. He's referring or quoting other people in quote political circles, which I don't think political circles are necessarily real reliable source, but they're great for provoking discussion. And but the two things that were in the post that bothered me. One is said that it's well known among political circles, I think, that Kevin Cramer's not fond of Tom Campbell, and especially that choice of words was problematic for me because I'm very fond of Tom Campbell. I consider him a good friend. I appreciate his public service. He and I served together on a ministry board, a state ministry board. I'm very grateful that he's willing to put his name out there and go on the ballot. But sometimes this stuff reminds me of the NFL commentators on Monday who know exactly why the team lost on Sunday. You know, but they didn't put on a uniform or pads to do anything about it or stand on the sideline and coach. But all that said, that's part of our business. The other thing was that, yeah, Gary Amenoff and I were in cahoots, and of course I didn't have any idea Gary was interested in running for anything until he called me yesterday and talked to me about it, and he had no idea that I was seeking re-election to the House until he read it in the newspaper. So I just wanted to clarify that so there's no question, and I made my point clear enough that there shouldn't be any question that there's nothing to these rumors. And unfortunately, politics is like a lot of things, I guess. You know, a couple people sit around the room and talk to each other. They go to the local drinking hole or coffee, and they you know, same time, same place, same people every day, and they start thinking that everything's unanimous. And the reality is it's usually a rumor started by somebody who, seeking some sort of edge or power.
Oh, there's a lot of that in politics. I mean, there's a handful of folks.
It's part of the sport. Yeah.
It's literally a handful, but it's a small group of folks who are sort of an echo chamber or just spread stuff around to each other in both parties and just part of the game. But
remember Ed Schaefer still trails at the polls at Peacock Alley for governor against Nick Spade.
Well, I always say people who are, if we were to believe that group, Doug Burgum would have never been elected. Donald Trump would have never been elected. I mean, it's just, I don't know how many times they have to be wrong until you stop listening to them. I haven't figured that out yet. But
whoever they are, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of it. One way that Rob did connect the dots, though, is he said, that you weren't fond of him and that you wouldn't endorse him when he asked you about endorsing
right.
him. Are those mutually exclusive? Are you planning on endorsing, or what's your thoughts there?
Well, first of all, I am very fond. Again, I want to state that I'm very fond of Tom. The only reason I wouldn't endorse him, and I did say, and he did get this right as well, because of course I said it on his show. I expect there to be maybe a primary challenge, and I would encourage that because I think the party does best when it has a vetting of its candidates in the public arena, and I think the best vetting arena is the primary itself, especially when you're in a situation like the Republicans are in North Dakota, where we're kind of our only competition is internal. And that's not necessarily healthy for democracy, but absent a viable Democratic Party, I think that it's important that voters get a good look at all of the candidates and the nominees, especially for very high office. So if Gary gets in, and it sounds like he is, and he wants to go to a primary, I think that's great. But it makes all of us sharper, you know, to have an opponent. I've always, even since I've been elected, I've always had a Republican opponent. And in the general election, I've always had a Libertarian opponent. So,
if I were Senator Heidi Heitkamp, I would prefer that Senator Campbell not have a primary challenge, right? Because then you can sort of just start looking ahead, and otherwise to have a competition just makes you better in every way. There's no other way around that.
Not only that, Scotty, but the other thing is that whoever wins the Republican primary, if there is one, now there's a lot to be said for, you know, cohesiveness and unity and all that stuff too, but I expect all that to happen after the primary. But the thing about winning a primary in June of a general election year is you have now won an election. And if your opponent is running unopposed or anointed, they haven't won an election for over 5 years, you know, and so there is momentum. There is the notoriety that comes with it. There is the venting process, the vetting process itself. And then, like you said, the exercise of it, the exercise of the mind and the debate skills and the talking. There's just a lot of value to a primary election in a state, even as small as North Dakota.
Makes sense. More coming up with Congressman Kramer. Your calls, text next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wednesday Wheels. I told you about that earlier. I warmed you up for this, folks, because I always love the opportunity to talk about a set of wheels. Great deal from Pucklich. And that's what we do on Wednesday Wheels Day. Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City. Your chance to hereby take a look at one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. Two stores, Bismarck and Valley City. And this week's featured vehicle at the Valley City store. You ready? Diamond White 2013 Buick Enclave SUV. Todd's driven one of these Buick Enclaves.
Oh, yeah.
He knows it's
I loved mine.
Ooh. Now, again, one owner trade, only 24,000 miles. Always. Light gray leather, heated seats, all-wheel drive, backup camera, all the amenities. It's one of those ones that's cool enough to turn heads in town, but also enough for winter weather and hauling a trailer and the whole works.
It's so quiet, you can hear Scott Hennon's clot flowing when you turn the radio up.
Would driving that vehicle. $25,995 on the lot right now. But today they said, Scott, tell you what, your listeners, 24876, did they tell us they heard about it on What's On Your Mind? So they lower that price even more. See it right now at PucklichValleyCity.com. Great selection. Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC, 721 West Main, Valley City. Online, Pucklich.com and PucklichValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Two great stores, Bismarck, Valley City. Good folks. All right, back with more with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. Locally at 258-0550 with your questions and comments on anything. The texts are stacking up. I'm going to summarize a couple of these related to the government shutdown. Now, and this is the one that sort of got me going on. How many times has the debt been raised since you were elected 3 terms ago? Do you know the answer to that, Congressman Cramer?
I don't know the answer to that. So in 5 years, I'd say it's probably... I voted against one. I think the second one. I want to say it's like 3 or 4 debts. If they're talking about debt ceiling increases, is what I'm guessing they're talking about. The debt ceiling is and the debt are related, but they're not the same thing. Debt ceiling is raised so you can.
Yeah, I think he's talking about the debt ceiling and these different showdowns that have come along. So
right.
a bunch. All right. So and the reason more often than not Republicans blink is because it is. Sort of conventional wisdom that Republicans lose politically. Whether they're to blame or not, during the Obama years, as an example, they get blamed for it and get hurt. Now, I remember one time when there was actually a shutdown, and then the next midterm election, actually, there were seats that were, you know, increased for Republicans. So I don't know if that's always true, but to the texter's point, when do we just rip this Band-Aid off and deal with this problem and shut the government down till we fix it?
Well... there's a lot of things involved in that, but I don't really know. I mean, some people might think a government shutdown is sort of a wonderful fight to have. Maybe it is. I don't agree, and the reason I don't agree is because we do have a military to fund. We do have border security that has to, you know, that we can't just let lapse. We do have senior citizens and people on Medicare and Social Security that have paid into it, and we've made a promise to them. We have health care, you know, VA. I mean, there's lots of things, national parks and whatnot. So I don't know that there's a winner in a shutdown, frankly. But the debt ceiling, lifting the debt ceiling really isn't even related to a lot of that stuff. The raising the debt ceiling is what allows you to pay your bills in the past. The problem is, here's what I think. The hill I think we should fight on is the passage of a constitutional amendment that requires a balanced budget. And so while the House has passed many balanced budgets, the Senate never has, and so consequently our appropriations never reflect that. If we don't deal with entitlement spending and, you know, to a lesser degree, discretionary spending, you guys, I mean, right now our big fight is over military spending. We have depleted our military to the point where last year, imagine this. Now, I want people to understand something, because Democrats are holding up funding the military over offering amnesty to illegal aliens. I just want to be very clear about this. Last year, 2017, we had 21 service members who were killed in battle. We had 80 who were killed in training exercises, mainly due to lack of training time and faulty airplanes, jets, submarines, and ships. And that's a function of 8 years, and this is a kind of a common cycle when you get a very liberal senator president like we had with Barack Obama. They think that we're all going to hold hands, sing kumbaya, you know, between us and Iran and North Korea, and we'll all get along just swell. And they kick these cans down the road, and then a Republican has to come along and rebuild our military to keep the world safe. And so So we have to get a handle, I think, on the spending side. And I think Rip the Band-Aid actually is a good illustration. But I'm not sure that the debt ceiling is that. You know, the debt ceiling is more, like I said, is more a function of being able to pay your bills. But what we need to do is lower the debt. And more importantly, lower the deficit. Get the deficit erased so that we can start paying on the debt.
Somebody texts, isn't a government shutdown for non-essential items? Is Congressman Kramer suggesting the military is non-essential?
No, so that a very important point, and I kind of started down this path and then got distracted. But I think the point I want to make is that when you have a Republican president, I mean, the president has a lot to say about what a government shutdown looks like. We've never had a complete government shutdown. There's partial government shutdowns, and the one that I've been part of was a partial government shutdown. But the president does determine what's essential. A president can determine that national parks are essential. They can determine that, you know, the World War II memorial is essential. They can determine that border security is
essential. Yeah, because in the past, what Barack Obama did was define essential in a way that would harm Republicans politically.
Right. Precisely. And Donald Trump would not do that. Obviously, he would maintain the military. The problem, though, is, again, there's no real great outcome here. I don't think you gain leverage with a shutdown, for example. I think you gain leverage by looking at what people, you know, on all sides want or need. Use your leverage, which I think Donald Trump is pretty darn good at, to get something. Right now, Democrats are using the leverage of Dreamers, of DACA, the deferred action for child arrivals, illegal immigrants, and giving them amnesty. They're using that as leverage against our military. The two aren't related. Military spending should be able to stand on its own. I think it is time for us to put a military spending bill up. Well, let me back up. The House already has. We passed all 12 appropriations bills last fall, on time, in September, when you're supposed to. The Senate's failed to take one up because, of course, they can't get to 60. So,
I love your idea of the balanced budget amendment tied to this, by the way.
I think we got to attach that to everything.
We've been messing around with that since Byron Dorgan and Ken Conrad were the difference votes way back in the 90s. It's unbelievable.
They cast a deciding vote against the balanced budget amendment, our two senators.
I'll never forget it. Right. I interviewed him literally in the Capitol. So I got to know Orrin Hatch. He was so frustrated with those two. He was about pulling his, you know, what little hair he had left. Don in Montana, we can get your question in here. We'll get Kevin's answer on the other side of the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, quick statement here. E-logs, you know I'm on the E-log band. And I just got notified by my Freightliner dealer. Since I'm under warranty, they said if I put anything other than their equipment in my truck, my warranty is void. Of course, their equipment is almost $2,000. This is some of the problems we're running into again. Now they're voiding our warranties.
All right, and that's a good question that has been coming up a lot, and so I look forward to an update from Congressman Kramer on it. Don, if you want to hang on, you can listen or on the air. It's up to you either way. And other calls welcome. 258-0550 is the local number, 800-228-0550. We had some calls last week, by the way, Congressman Kramer, about all kinds of ripple effects because of that rule on folks in rodeo and hauling livestock, farmers and ranchers that use big rigs. So quite a mess still. And I know that agriculture has been exempted till April, but everybody wants a permanent fix for sure. More with Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Sonic in Fargo on Friday. There are 3 Sonic locations. You been to a Sonic town? They're in Minot, Grand Forks, and
you can have those 2 guys in the commercials there.
Aren't they funny? Yeah, I like those guys. You know what I like better? The Diet Cherry Limeade. Oh, I get that big 44-ouncer. It is so darn good.
Oh, that sounds good.
They have great drinks, shakes, the whole works. And I don't know about you, but when it's 20 below, if I go to a drive-in, I think it's summer. See, it tricks my brain.
Yeah, you still have the same summer stuff.
Yeah, anyway, if you haven't been to Sonic lately, man, get there. It's really good. We'll be there Friday, and we'll be there broadcasting the show. We're going to have a conversation with some millennials. I'm trying to understand millennials. I'm just clueless. I don't know how they tick, and I want to ask some millennials some questions, a little bit politically, just because they're going to have the keys to the kingdom at some point, right? You want to know what's important to them, and some things just better, you know, trying to ask them what they see from our side, right? The fossils like myself, and what we could do better to sort of include them in the conversation or whatever. And we get a fair amount of millennials that call the program, so I've said if there's any that are listening and want to participate in that show Friday, we'd love to have you. Just email me, scotth@flagfamily.com, and we're giving away 10 chances to go to the Super Bowl. No kidding. Tickets, hotel accommodations, and...
You mean the big game?
The big game. Well, what is with that, by the way? Is free speech gone in America?
NFL owns a trademark.
I don't care. That's stupid. They don't own Super Bowl.
There's a bowl, and it's really super, but we can't call it Super Bowl. Okay, we got it.
Congressman Kramer, can you get Roger Goodell up there in one of your committees and just grill the living daylights out of him?
Yeah.
Roger Goodell is bigger than all of us, evidently.
Evidently.
No kidding.
So he can let people disrespect the flag.
Well, you heard that contract he's got now, right? Lifetime insurance, lifetime use of a jet, all that stuff.
He gets a bonus for letting his players disrespect the flag. I love that. Yeah.
It's beyond belief. I don't get it at all. I really don't. In fact, I don't know anybody that really thinks the guy's done a good job, and yet he gets a bonus. It's like running an insurance company into the ground or something. It's crazy.
That's America.
I guess so.
Scott H.
By the way, I have a question. Did the car hops at Sonic in Minot in February and January, do they use ice skates or
snowshoes?
No, I don't. You know, I don't remember. That's a good question. I have not looked at their footwear. Yeah, isn't it great?
Yeah, it is. There's one day a week where you get 2-for-1 on the chicken. I don't remember what day, but I happen to have landed in Minot a couple of times, coincidentally, on those days. And I eat twice as many chicken wings as I should, but it's really great.
It is. It is really good. Yeah.
But how do you brand? I don't understand how you copyright the term Super Bowl and then want everybody to. I mean, isn't the point of having a good brand is that people use it all the time, generally speaking, and isn't that good for the brand?
Here's the deal. I get that Ford Motor Company, you know, has a trademark for the name of the founder of the company, the car. Okay, but how Super Bowl? You know, words that are in the English language, it's like me saying chair. I've traded back chair, so Todd, you can never say chair. Don't say chair, because I own chair.
Well,
it's crazy.
Or better yet, you know, don't ask me for a Kleenex. Ask me for a facial tissue. It could be a Puffs, it could be a whatever.
It's crazy.
Does CNN own fake news then, or does...
Promo!
Didn't they invent it?
Yeah, exactly right. I want to get to that, too, today. But we've got to answer Don's question in Montana. Yeah. Let me ask you, first of all, do you think there's any chance of reversing the pain points these truckers are feeling right now with the E-Log generally?
I don't see a great victory on the other side of this. In other words, I don't see a sweeping repeal of it or rollback of it and, you know, this, that. I do think that there's a possibility that there'll be more exemptions, and I would really strongly encourage truckers, especially in the ag industry, rodeos, livestock, to go on the DOT website. We've posted it a couple times to help people. Maybe we need to do that again. To go on there and look at the many exemptions. Now, admittedly, if you have a lot of exemptions, it's a good time to review whether the rules even required or necessary. But that said, this is a fight that we lose in a lot of places in America. We do well in the rural parts, but maybe we should be looking at, you know, certain exemptions based on geography. We're working with DOT to find something, but frankly, it's not a fight that I see us winning in a big way in the long run. I do think that, like I said, there'll be some exemptions, particularly in agriculture. I'm sorry to say I'm not overly optimistic about it.
All right, Don, there you go. And if you could check on that question on rodeo, we did get that for our Highway Patrol folks the other day.
Yeah.
Whether they would be exempted or not, or if they're using
And remember, the problem with exemptions, and anytime you're giving more discretion on the ground to law enforcement, and of course, we've already had our first email was about that and sometimes abuse of it. It's unfair to put law enforcement in that situation where they discern an exemption that's not, you know, that might not be super clear either. And I sort of hate that. That's why I think if there's going to be a lot of exemptions, you have to question whether there should even be a rule. But all of that said, I will check specifically on livestock as it relates to rodeo.
All right, sounds good. Let's go to Travis in Minot. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions welcome, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Travis.
Wanted to ask you about the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act that I just recently learned about in the Faith and Freedom Coalition magazine. Didn't know had it even been voted on, successfully passed in the House.
Yeah, right.
What has to happen for it to move in the Senate?
Yeah, so great question, and thanks for bringing it up, because as you know, this weekend this Friday is the March for Life here in Washington, the annual commemoration of the tragic Supreme Court case Roe v. Wade that made abortion legal and took away states' rights, as importantly as anything. And so we did pass that bill. Gosh, it's been several months ago now, Scott. I forget when.
Let me guess. It's on Mitch McConnell's desk.
Yeah, well, more likely in a top drawer somewhere, trying to find, you know, something either to attach it to or 60 senators that will vote for cloture. And I doubt there are 50 Republicans that would. So that's where it is, as always. And as I think Senator Hovind is very supportive. He always has been. I think he's got 100% pro-life voting record. There's another bill, actually, a heartbeat bill that is sort of famous in North Dakota folklore, but we have a federal version of that I'm a co-sponsor of. In fact, I think there are 170 co-sponsors of the heartbeat bill that Steve King from Iowa introduced. And, of course, I'm one of those 170, and we're trying to get that brought to the floor as well. So we could pass that in the House. And we do have another pro-life bill on the floor on Friday, which is the March for Life Day. So we'll be passing something out on Friday as well.
Hey, wonderful. I was wondering one other thing, Scott. Do you suppose you could get Heidi on to see where she stands on that issue?
Well, we know where she stands on that issue, and it's not with you, it's not with Kevin, it's not with John Hoeven, it's not with Donald Trump. And sadly, she's asked about it often when she has come on in the past, and I think that's one of the reasons that even as recently as last week when we said, hey, would you come on, she said she was too busy. So I want every listener of the most listened to talk show in the state of North Dakota to know that Senator Heidi Heitkamp said she's too busy to talk to you.
Kevin, for voting on that and getting us somewhere down the road, that's a great move.
Well, and I want to I'm so glad you brought this. This is really important, you guys. Remember, there was no chance of passing partial birth abortion at one point. But one member of Congress with a will and the people at his back just persisted and persisted and persisted, full disclosure, full transparency, on the floor, speech after speech on C-SPAN, and eventually, guess what? We passed it. I wasn't here then, but they passed it, and it became law. So, and remember, the Vikings had no chance of winning the other day, but they had one play left, and they won, and now they're going to the NFC Championship. My point is, hang in there. Take 1 yard at a time, one first down at a time. We've got to stay in this fight until we pass it and make it so uncomfortable for the abortion industry that, that guys, members of Congress who might not feel as strongly as I do about it or who might not have the same kind of constituencies I have, they need to know that people have their backs and that people are holding them accountable. So just stay in it with me.
We'll do it. Travis, thank you.
Thanks, Travis.
Thank you.
Bye. Appreciate the call. And by the way, Congressman Kramer, next time you get a chance to debate this issue in Congress or talk to somebody about, what the holdup is and what's taking so long, especially in light of this immigration debate that's going on right now, I'm having a real hard time understanding people who think it's a bad idea to deport children, but, they're upset about deporting children, but not upset about aborting them.
No, it's quite a conflict, I would think, an internal conflict, to say the least.
They need to be asked. I mean, it's an uncomfortable question, but they need to be asked. Speaking of the March for Life, by the way, a couple of emails or texts here for you on that front. Scott, can you please mention prayers and safe travels for all those students on their way to March for Life this week? Thanks so much. And also got a note from Dean up in Antler, said, my daughter Allie is on a bus headed to Washington, D.C. for the Youth for Life rally later this week. Just wanted to remind you this is going on. Which is really cool. And then also Mike Hergert, our friend Mike Hergert, the legendary ag broadcaster, has a grandson going that way. So there's a lot of folks heading your way.
Wow.
I understand you're meeting with them all on the steps of the Capitol on Friday. Huh?
I am. Friday morning at 10:30, I'm meeting a whole bunch of students from North Dakota that are coming out for the march. We're going to get together on the steps of the Capitol, and we'll watch all of our southern friends freeze while we stand there basking in the glory of 40 degrees. And spend a little time encouraging them. And if they don't charge me too much, I might ask them for a photo with them.
And, let's go to Rhonda. Are you in Wadena, Minnesota, Rhonda?
No, I'm in Wanda, Wanda.
I didn't know there was a Wanda.
There is.
Wanda from Rhonda from Wanda. I love it. You could have your own show, for crying out loud. Rhonda, go ahead for Congressman Kramer.
Okay, Congressman, there is, H.R. 3282 dealing with the ELDs, and Representative Bill Schuster, that's in charge of the Transportation Committee in the House, will not bring it up. Could you expound on that?
Yeah, so great question, because we did have an amendment that did the same thing as H.R. 3282, and I'm a co-sponsor of that bill, of course, an original co-sponsor, and I was of the amendment, and the amendment failed. It was a rider on the appropriations bill for the Department of Transportation, which is why I said earlier that, there are a lot of parts of the country where they don't have the same sort of issues and concerns and culture and, obviously, distance and whatnot that we have. And Pennsylvania is one of those. Bill Schuster is the chairman of the committee. He's from Pennsylvania. But you raise an important point for me to go back to him. And he's, by the way, also not running for re-election, as many of our chairmen don't after they are term limited out. So I'll go talk to Bill again and just sort of see what's the status of that bill. We'd love to bring it up. One of the things, though.
Thank you, Rhonda. And Congressman Kramer, hold that thought.
There's no point in bringing it up.
Coming up on a break. break, but we'll let you finish on the other side. Dean, Jamie, Gene, Dean and Minot, Jamie and Bismarck, you're next to go. And text two, stay tuned. More of the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Bottineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rowlett, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You should be too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust him for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck. Grand Forks, Minot. Look for the duck and tell him Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. They're champions in my book.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Based on his cardiac assessment, hands down, there's no question that he is in the excellent range from a cardiac standpoint. And that's not me speaking; that's objective data. You know, you can look at the data that was collected, and he will definitely fall into that category. think he will remain fit for duty for the remainder of this term and even for the remainder of another term if he's elected.
Explain to me how a guy who eats McDonald's and fried chicken and all those Diet Cokes and who never exercises is in as good a shape as you say he's in.
It's called genetics. I don't know. It's some people have just great genes. You know, I told the president that if he had a healthier diet over the last 20 years, he might live to be 200 years old. I don't know.
I love that story. That's the doctor at the White House, who, by the way, was also a doctor for President Obama and President Bush.
Did they ask that question about President Clinton when he was president and had McDonald's and fries and all that stuff?
Or Obama who smoked.
Yeah.
Congressman Cramer, the arrogance and the disdain for our president on display in that yesterday was unbelievable and another nail in the coffin of the corrupt mainstream fake news media. Do you agree?
I don't think there's any question about it, Scott. Of all the times we've had this discussion, all of the evidence of it, all of the obvious testimony to how sick they are, yesterday was frosting on the cake, on that cake, because it is as though they're incapable of hearing something as basic as the guy is healthy. No, you must be wrong, doctor. I, after all, I'm a CNN reporter. I'm smarter than you are because I'm smarter than everybody. You know, this snobbery, arrogance, but I'm almost concerned now it really is a syndrome. I'm not so sure we shouldn't get a mental health professional to come to the Capitol, go to Washington and New York and meet with the media and analyze each of them to make sure they're okay, because clearly they're sick. Clearly.
I
have a social work major. I know they're very, very sick, but they're just CNN reporters.
Well, you and the Yale psychiatrist are pretty good at diagnosing things. So, I mean, I don't believe it. The reason I bring that clip up, play that clip, of the text here says, I'm so sick of and tired of the Democrats and the mainstream media always jumping all over anything and everything our president does and says. They pounce and they look for any stupid thing they can distort and magnify into yet another lie that they can spoon feed to the people in this country who can't see the truth and figure out what they are really trying to do. They continue to do this only to take the spotlight off of themselves. Shame on them for all the problems they cause in this country. Don't we have more important things to focus on and correct? Wake up, people, and see what is happening right under your nose. This is from one of our listeners today. Do you agree?
I totally agree. I totally agree. They're just so desperate for bad news that they try to create it. They focus on some nothing rather than the policies that we're talking about.
Okay,
Democrats are trying to shut down the government over funding for the military, and the only thing that'll keep them from voting to fund the military, the only thing that'll keep them from keeping the government open or from shutting the government down, is giving amnesty to illegal aliens. You can't make it up.
And if you're not for the amnesty, you're a racist. If you're for merit-based immigration, you're a racist. And, but I have to tell you, some Republicans are in this camp. I watched Jeff Flake on the Senate floor this morning saying that Donald Trump has inspired dictators with his language.
Yeah, and for the first time in decades, we have a commander-in-chief who stands up to dictators rather than get rolled over by dictators.
And this is a Republican senator. He said in defense of the media and their little charade yesterday, he said the free press is the guardian of democracy. We question the powerful this ardently. We need to do this. As though he's defending them that Trump isn't being questioned ardently or somehow.
The problem with the free press, if you will, Scotty, I'm a strong supporter, obviously, of free press. But the problem is that they don't believe there should be a check on them. That's editorial writers. It's headline writers. It's now news correspondents. They should not. They're not to be scrutinized. They're not to be held accountable or checked, because they get to question a physician about the health of the commander-in-chief and then not accept his diagnosis because they're the press. Baloney. Donald Trump has finally been the first president that stood up to them and has called them out. You can call it distasteful if you like. He should use better language, okay? But he's called them out, and they are livid because their gig is up. And I frankly love it. And this is why I love talk radio. This is why I love it, because there's no filter, you know. And Democrats are recording me now, and they're going to try to use certain things I'm saying against me in the public arena. And their friends at Forum Communication will call me up and say, is it true that you said this on Scott Hennin's show? Yeah. What's your point?
Let me get Dean and Minot here. And we're going to run out of time, unfortunately, today for everybody. Dean, go ahead for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Hey, Kevin. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Just wanted to ask you about election reform. I think we should have everybody should be able to prove that they filed their taxes in order to vote. I think we should have a bill that says that.
Let me look into that. I mean, I guess to me that just seems fairly obvious, but you're a good point. I mean, all they were asking is you have to file them. They're confidential, obviously, but you should have to have filed them, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I think if you combine Dean's idea, if you can say again, Dean?
If you don't have a horse in the race, you shouldn't be able to put the cart before the horse.
Yeah, no, good points. Appreciate the call. Combine your idea and the idea that you don't get a job unless it's proven you're a citizen, and you solve a lot of our immigration problems right now.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to finding out more about your thoughts on that. We didn't get a chance to get to it or all the calls or texts, but we never do. Keep them coming, folks, and we'll continue this conversation. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.